This brings us on to living by faith versus living in fear. Now, faith's one of these funny words, all right? You might be thinking, Cain, are you going all religious on us? And I'm going to say, no, I'm not going religious on you at all, because most people don't understand what faith is. If you think about it, what is it that prevents most people from moving forward and doing the things that they really want to do in life? Well, that's right, fear. Most people live their whole lives in fear, living in fear of the worst possible outcomes, the worst case scenarios. If I do this, this might happen. If I do that, that might happen. That's so scary, so I'll just stay where I'm at and do nothing. Living by faith is right. So this is where I'm at, that's where I want to be, and the only way that I'm going to be able to get from where I'm at to where I want to be is if I step out in hope and expectation of the best possible outcome. I've got no idea whether this course is going to sell, right? I've got no idea, but I'm still investing the time. I'm putting a lot of time and effort into this. You'll be able to see that through the additional materials, the workbooks, everything that we're building into this course for you to make it as comprehensive as physically possible. No bullshit, no fluff, no dangling diamonds and spiritual angels and dancing carrots and all that sort of thing. You can find them in most of the other life coaching books and courses. This one here, we're going to share with you the absolute truth of what it takes to make a practical difference in the life or the lives of other people. Living by faith means that we step outside of our comfort zones and we get comfortable living in a place of discomfort, which isn't something that most people enjoy, but it is necessary, an absolute necessity, if we want to move forward and make progress in life. Living by faith versus living by fear. Then there's those who are governed by truth, and then there's those who are governed by feelings. Now, in life, unfortunately, most people do not understand how they work, right? They don't understand themselves. They're not particularly self-aware. So they have a thought, right? Remember the exercise in the last video or two videos ago? So they have a little thought, then they feel a certain way, and then they react to the feelings. Now, most people, as we've already established earlier on in the course, don't respond to reality. They only ever respond to their perception of reality, the perception that's going on inside of their own minds. So, at all times, all that ever interests me is truth. Now, you might be asking or saying to yourself right now, so Cain, what is truth? Isn't truth subjective? Or something like that. Listen, I'm not getting into a student debate with you here. Let's be balanced adults, governed by truth. The only relevant truth, the only truth that's ever going to be relevant to you is not the what's the truth of the universe, how did we come into existence? That doesn't really matter so much, because that's not really going to affect how it is that you live your life today. And that's not really going to affect the choices that you make on a day-to-day basis, because that's all that's really relevant to your life, isn't it? What you do and how you live your life today, and what's happening to you, and what's happening around you, and how your relationships are. The only relevant truth in your life is what's true between you and the other people that you keep company with. What's true? The only relevant truth is a truth in the context of any relationship. Say, for example, in a life coaching relationship, there's been conversations that I've had in the past when I've been able to see that one person has been placing all of their hope and trust on me to somehow fix them. So what do? I just establish what's true in the room, in the coaching relationship. I'll just say to them, you know, it seems to me that you've come to me hoping or expecting that I'm going to fix you. Is this true? And it might be the case that it's not true. It might be the case that something else is true. But other people will be governed by their feelings, where they'll say, you know, I just feel this and I just feel that, and you know, I feel like my world's ending, and I feel like the governed by truth. Well, is your world ending? No, it's not ending, but I just feel like it is. Well, I guess that makes your feeling irrelevant. Okay, so some people will come to you anxious of the future. See, I'm anxious. I think that the world might end, which is the worst possible outcome, isn't it? The world ends. Okay, so the truth is, how do you know that's true? How do you know that's true? And this one question can be the greatest tool that you keep in your toolbox. When people come to you with all sorts of opinions and judgments and fears and expectations and all these sorts of things and beliefs, the one question, how do you know that's true? Because this will help us get to the bottom of what's actually true for people in the context of their lives. So personally, I like to know what's true in the context of every single relationship that I keep. Is this a mature relationship? Is this a respectful relationship? Is there any dependency in this relationship? If so, we've got to get it out. We've got to get rid of it. We need to establish where we're at so that we can then both make a well-informed decision as whether to we actually want to move forward together or not, if that makes sense. So this leads us on to desiring growth challenges opposed to desiring happiness. Now we've kind of already covered this, all right? Most people live out their lives and most people who do come to you for life coaching are going to come to you because they're fundamentally unhappy. Do you remember that choice I gave you earlier on? Okay, so on one hand, we'll have all the happiness in the world. Now you can have this if you want, but on this hand, we've got fulfillment. What would you rather have? Now, anyone who says they want happiness, you might need to be prepared to let them go. If people are that immature that they cannot see that fulfillment is better than happiness, well, there's nothing you can do for them, all right? Leave them be, let them go, and they may choose to come back to you at some point in the future once they've matured and taken a bit more responsibility for themselves. Fulfillment comes through us giving. Happiness just comes through us getting. So if happiness just comes through us getting, well, if we are getting something, that means that something is going to come at the cost of someone else. When we're giving, that means our life is now becoming of value, which means that we're giving to someone else. Giving is a choice of maturity and character. Getting is kind of just the man who becomes dependent on getting the fish every day. Metaphorically speaking, once again, if you know what I mean. So, desiring growth challenges is kind of going to come about naturally as we're governed by truth. Okay, what's true in this situation? For example, I recently had a very challenging conversation with a family member of mine who, in an emotional rant, expressed her disappointment in me. Well, what I fundamentally understand is that in life, people were never disappointed in what they find, they're only ever disappointed in what they expect to find. So it's not that I was actually a disappointment to her, all that actually happened was I just didn't meet her expectations, which means that her expectations were unrealistic. All right, so when we desire growth challenges, what we're actually desiring is more truth-based conversations, because it's establishing the truth in the context of every area of our life that will challenge us to grow. And if we're desiring growth challenges, then desiring happiness means, think about it, all right? If you're watching this course and you haven't turned me off yet, there probably has been one or two things that I've said that might have rattled you or shook you up just a little bit. There might have been one or two things that you fundamentally disagree with. Now, if there's been a few things that I've said that you've disagreed with, well, you can just reject the whole course and reject me, or you could ask yourself the question, why? Self-evaluation. Why don't I like that? Why has that rattled me? What belief am I clinging on to that I'm not willing to let go of here? How can I grow through this? Rather than just reject and dismiss and be right, be the right one, how can I change? Is there a perspective here that I'm somehow missing? So what you're probably beginning to see is that all of these are completely interlinked in our character. And this leads us on to developing self-awareness, which is what we discussed pretty much over the last few videos, isn't it? Self-awareness, as we just become more aware of ourselves. Self-awareness is about realizing that yes, we have this perception thing going on inside of our minds, but our perception doesn't necessarily mean that our perception's a reality, it's just our perception. And our perspective isn't the only perspective in the world. And it's perception and perspective, it's where people end up getting stuck, all right? And this is what you as a life coach are always going to be hopefully focused on getting people outside of the limiting perspective, or the limited perspective that they have, into something bigger, where they can simply reflect and evaluate their life, the situations, the circumstances, from a more objective stance or viewpoint. Emotional reactiveness is where we have a thought, a subsequent emotion, and then we just react to it. For example, in the earlier video, when I said the F word, you might fundamentally hate that F word being said. But I didn't say that word to offend you, I said that to illustrate a point. And if that word did trigger some sort of emotional reaction inside of you, well, it's your responsibility to control and manage that. Because in life, there's always going to be people who are going to rub you up the wrong way and say things that you fundamentally don't like, especially if you go down this road of life coaching. Because it's your role as a life coach to help people to expand their current beliefs, their understanding of how the world is. Because this is what gives people more options in life. So, choices of maturity and character. Do apologise, this has been quite a long video, but this is one area that I'm hugely passionate about. To be honest with you, I'm at the stage of my life in my mid to late 30s that, to be honest with you, immature people exhaust me. I set a standard and set some boundaries in my life. I will not work or spend time with anyone who is not willing to take responsibility for themselves. Anyone who's fully committed to living like this, who's committed to a lifetime of being taught, criticising themselves, anyone who's promoting disunity, anyone who's living in fear, governed by their own feelings, desiring happiness, I just want to feel happy, and who are emotionally reactive, they are not the kind of people that I want in my life. So as a life coach, bear in mind, my business is mine, and I can choose to work with whoever I want, which means that the clients that I ultimately work with are people who are already willing to change. They're already on this road towards mental and emotional maturity, which means that when change eventually does happen, and it always does, and that leaves me with these feelings of fulfillment, knowing that I've just played my part in helping them move forward in their life's journey. So, fulfillment, happiness, well, I choose fulfillment every time, and by living in this way, I experience a lot more of that than most other people that I know. So, I hope this video makes sense to you. Now, in the additional materials section, there's a mini workbook that I'm going to urge you to spend 5 to 10 minutes, or 15 or 20, working through. And spend some time on this one, self-evaluation. There's some questions, some of them may seem and feel a little bit challenging, but if you persevere with this one and see it through, you will benefit, not just as a life coach or in your future career, but in your personal, professional life as well. So hope all this makes sense, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next video.